It is a pleasure to welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show Treasury Secretary John Snow, coming off a really busy weekend. And in fact, you were back in your home state.
That's right, Paul. I went back to Kenyon College, where I spent some delightful time 40 years ago as a student, and gave the commencement address. And that's always a nice thing to do, to go back to your alma mater and be honored with the opportunity to give a commencement address.
Well, you spent some time actually being born in Toledo. I always refer to you as Toledo's own John W. Snow, Secretary of the Treasury. And, of course, WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, strong signal there in Toledo. And you spent a lot of time at University of Toledo as well.
I did, and I spent a lot of time listening to WJR. It was the dominant radio station in the whole region.
Well, and thank goodness it still is. You have had a very busy weekend, as I mentioned by way of introduction, at Kenyon College doing the commencement. But you also were in New York spending some time on the G7.
That's right. We had the G7 meetings. It's the pre-summit for Sea Island, where the finance ministers meet to try and prepare the economic agenda for the leaders' meeting that's coming up here in just a month.
And next month, they're already getting prepared for disruptions and even as bad as riots. And I'm wondering, why in the world, when the countries that get together, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States, the countries that spend more money trying to help the poor, and those issues that these people are complaining about, why is it they're the ones that always get attacked?
Well, I guess it's the perversity of human nature. there are people who don't like our agenda. There are people who don't believe in global trade. There are people who don't understand that trade and open markets create prosperity and wealth and jobs for people. And I think their agenda is one, if ever adopted, would set their countries, our country, and the world economy far back. But that doesn't stop them from continuing to advocate their point of view.
Treasury Secretary John Snow with us. The weekend spent with a group of seven financial leaders, also at Kenyon College commencement exercises, and also sharing in some of the good news for the great state of Michigan as our jobless rate has dropped to its lowest level in nearly 2 years. Certainly we're getting more and more strong signals of the state's recovery and the country's economic recovery.
Well, that's absolutely right, Paul W. It's wonderful to see this economy moving forward so well, so robustly. There's growth all over the country, and it's wonderful to see Michigan, which clearly has had some difficulties the last couple years, 3-4 years, beginning to come back with the unemployment rate down almost one full percentage point and some 20,000 new jobs in March, a trend that I'm confident is going to continue as this strong recovery continues.
We are concerned about the oil prices affecting business, affecting us individually, and I suspect it's something that came up in your group of seven discussions over the weekend.
Well, very much. Very much it's on the mind of the finance ministers, because clearly higher energy prices can hurt growth. Higher energy prices serve as a tax on consumers, reducing the disposable income they have that otherwise could be used for other things. So it's a most unwelcome development. I don't think at these prices it's going to have a far-reaching consequence on the economy in terms of taking us off the strong growth path, but it is most unwelcome, and we've called on OPEC, on the OPEC countries, to expand their quotas and expand their output.
Secretary Snow, we've talked in the past about the deficit. As a conservative, you don't like deficits. None of us do. On the other hand, after 9/11, now with the war in Iraq, we still have an economy that's turning around, but that deficit is still a huge looming problem hanging over our heads and our children's heads.
The deficit is clearly too large, and it's unwelcome, and it's being addressed. The president's made it clear. He wants to bring the deficit down and bring it down fast. He's called for a reduction of the deficit by 50% over the course of the next 5 years, and I'm confident we'll get there. We'll get there with growth, because growth creates more government receipts. And we're already seeing that. We're already seeing receipts coming in much stronger, much above projections, as the economy has achieved these strong results. But growth alone and government receipts alone won't solve the problem. The other part of that equation, of course, is what you and I have talked about in the past, and that is spending controls. And here the president sent up a budget with stringent spending controls in the non-homeland and non-defense areas, holding discretionary spending to less than one-half of 1%. I think the Congress is getting the message that we have to control spending, and that by controlling spending, following the president's lead, we will be able to bring this deficit down to the sort of manageable level that the president's called for.
We're spending some time with Treasury Secretary John Snow here on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR. This past week, in fact, it was characterized in the New York Times as a mutiny over President Bush's tax-cutting agenda. Senate Republican leaders conceding that they could not muster enough votes to pass a $2.4 trillion budget plan and postpone the vote until at least next month, and that there were four Republicans that were basically in the mutiny.
Well, I hope we can get that worked out. What that issue is about is very straightforward, but it's important. The president has said the problem with the deficit is essentially spending, and that we should put rules in effect that would prevent further spending increases unless Congress adopts an offset to those spending rules. And there are some in the Congress who also want to apply that rule to taxes. Our view is Americans are not undertaxed, but we do spend too much, and we ought to put the focus of the budget on the problem itself, and the problem is spending. I hope we'll be able to persuade the Senate of the wisdom of the president's point of view on this.
Hoping so as well. And just finally, taking Senator McCain as an example, saying that during a war, cutting taxes is not a good idea. On the other hand, you stand by your belief that these recent federal tax cuts should be made permanent to keep the economy growing strongly.
I admire Senator McCain, but on this one, he's just dead wrong. And if we had not pushed forward, the president hadn't pushed forward with these tax reductions, the economy would not be performing as it is today. Michigan would not have an unemployment rate of 6.1% and 20,000 new jobs in March, and there is no counter-argument to that. The evidence is just crystal clear that the president's tax cuts have put the economy on a roll, have put oxygen into the economy, and is creating both growth and jobs. And America's a lot better to be growing and creating jobs than it would be otherwise.
Mr. Secretary, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Paul W., thank you.
Treasury Secretary John Snow here on News Talk 760 WJR.